And now we're running the best times that we've ran in over a year and a half. And the best part about it is we really know what we're doing now. Our 60 foot are totally going lower and lower every pass. So everything you're doing is working, and that's exciting. Hey, this is Flying Ryan, the official rider of the El Bandito Yankee Pro Stock Motorcycle, and we are on the road with Dane from WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have online, beyond excited, of course, as the world of racing wakes up and another series, one of those main series, the fastest one in the world, gets ready to gear up and start off with the NHRA. And on the line is the rider of the NHRA Pro Stock Motorcycle, the El Bandito Yankee Pro Stock Motorcycle. It's the one and only Flying Ryan Ehler. Ryan, welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dane, thanks for having me, man.
You have been on like a tour, like an El Bandito Yankee Tequila tour. Of course, we always talk about it in the world of motorsports. All sponsors are good. Some sponsors are more fun, right? And so you've been, doing some work on behalf of the brand.
Yeah, it's been a blast. You know, we've got some accounts that we're working in the Clearwater, Tampa area. And, we came down there first, and it was, you know, Scotty, who is also on the race team, as well as he is worked for El Bandito birthday when we left on Thursday. So, you know, we had to have a little bit of a party for him. So we had one at the OCC Roadhouse in Clearwater, Florida, which was just awesome. And they had a big, everywhere down in Florida seems to have big nights almost every night, you know, so if you find the right place. So we had a great time starting there. And then, of course, we spent.
Ryan, we got to give a little bit of a shout out to Scotty. Happy birthday to him. And as a guy, for the listeners that may not know this, he is the crew chief, of course, for Flying Ryan Racing. But also, he is the owner of one of the major entertainment establishments in the area. He provides people with good times on a regular basis. So the bar is set very high. How do you celebrate with him?
Oh, you know, I mean, it would definitely surprise him. That sure helps, you know, after 20 hours of a drive in the truck. And then we had a whole day of work we had to do in Clearwater. And, you know, the idea was, hey, we're leaving and going to Daytona tonight. And all of a sudden he's ready to leave and go to Daytona. I said, no, we got to make one more stop. And once you park the rig here and do it like that. And then he starts getting a little testy with me. And all of a sudden, you know, we're in a little bit of a brawl of some sort verbally. And I'm like, listen. We're staying here because maybe we're having a party, you know, for you, you jerk, you know? And then he was, you know, of course he was surprised, and we had a great time. And, you know, it's pretty cool that they're going to have a lot of different events in Florida. And we're going to be a part of a lot of them. And there's a big one coming up in May at this OCC Roadhouse that is going to be big, and we're going to be there all set up. It'll be right after Charlotte. So it's just part of it. You know, we're using our reach to get to these people that we have relationships with through racing and promote the El Bandito Yankee Tequila. And it's along with that, we're having a great time doing it.
Well, it wouldn't be fun without the fast for sure. And you look at happy birthday, you jerk, right? And then you head over to one of the most legendary festive situations on the planet is world renowned, of course, Daytona Bike Week. And you brought not only yourself and a happy attitude, but you also brought the brand, and you brought the most beautiful bike in all of racing as well, right? How did that go when you're there? Obviously, there's a lot of great bikes there, but you've got the fastest one by far.
Yeah, and you know, going there, I hadn't been there in about 15 years with the motorcycle, and we got the Pro Stock bikes, and we got our Burrow Max electric mini bikes, you know. And we said, as we're driving there, we're like, man, you know, it would be really cool to go down Main Street on the Pro Stock bike, you know? And I said, I think we got to do it. And then when we were chit-chatting, we said, well, you know, it'd be fun to go ride around and ride around on the scooters, you know, the Burrow Max mini bikes. And now they're all custom painted. They're totally branded El Bandito, you know, and they look really good for a little scooter. And, so we ended up doing both. So we rode them all over and, went around and to different bars and showed them off and run down Main Street of Daytona. It was definitely a blast. And it was definitely a head turner. People are not used to seeing that kind of racing. You know, the drag racing really doesn't have a big presence at Bike Week, and it always surprised me. So, you know, being there to represent the NHRA and the class as well as El Bandito was really cool.
Yeah, a lot of those enthusiasts were there. And of course, they could respect all of that stuff that you do on the racing side with it. And the last thing on that, I saw some of the stages there, too. Of course, none of that would happen without Flying Ryan. You know, there wouldn't be a reason to do it, but it looked awesome. I mean, did it look as good in person?
Oh, yeah. The stage that was put together at Main Street Station for El Bandito was totally professional. Beautiful setup. And they had, you know, bands there all day long. And, you know, I added something to my resume. You know, I've got a lot of things under my belt, but I've never been a shot girl before, but I am now, you know, and we were doing a lot of sampling and, you know, exposing everyone to the product and the brand. People were loving it as usual. And that was just a really fun experience and different, you know, in our, you know, everyday life. You know, I'm a racer. I own multiple businesses, but I haven't had the opportunity to really do the things that we wanted to do for El Bandito till now. And we've got a whole lineup for this year. It's going to be really cool.
It's amazing. It is amazing. So heading into Gator Nationals, and talk a little bit about this. We've talked to some of the drivers and some of the teams, and there's NHRA in an effort to kind of just keep it fresh and do things a little bit different, changed up the schedule, normally out in California, starting in Florida, of course, at one of those iconic tracks and events. Talk a little bit about that. Do you see that as, does it matter at all, right? Or is it something fresh? What's your vibe on that?
Well, I think that the racing that you're looking at, that the following for the sport is kind of a lifestyle. You have people that camp and you know, spend a week with the teams and at the track, and it's a whole experience. So now you're looking at races going from just 1 or 2 day events or for the fan to week long events. You know, Dallas did it probably the most, you know, with Stampede of Speed. They have a, you know, event that lasts at least 7 days with bands and barbecue events and, you know, everything you can imagine. And that's kind of what this is turning into. You know, you're going to be able to say that, hey, they start testing there at the track on Monday. They test all the way through Wednesday. And there's the Hall of Fame dinner. Now we have a fan fest we're going to tonight. Tomorrow night, El Bandito, we've got the Pro Stock Bike at Miller's Ale House, which is the, you know, legendary bar that is where all the racers seem to somehow just have always went. You know, so as I first came here in 2016, just as a spectator, you know, you go to Miller's Ale House, and that's where, you know, Don Garlitz is there, and, you know, Tony Schumacher's there, and all the, you know, all the big shots are all there, and you're like, oh, this is just cool. So we'll be there to set up with El Bandito and, you know, put everything on display and sampling, and then we leave and we go to World of Beer just the same time. You know, it's actually overlapped a little bit. So we're going to have two different displays going on at two different bars at the same time. And it's going to be pretty neat. You know, we're definitely going to be showing the people out there more that maybe haven't been exposed to an HRA. They're going to get to see it and start to get excited about it. And we're going to bring in some fans. And of course, they're also going to be fans of El Bandito.
They get to meet some of those great personalities too. We always say that there is no other sport that is truly experienced at its fullest extent in person than motorsports. So the season, it's a new season, you know, it's a new bike. Let's talk a little bit about this. Same goal, of course, you want to be successful. You want to walk away with Wally's, but I mean, there's just a new energy, right, this year.
Oh, definitely. Now the new bike's still at the shop. We're still putting it together. Now that's going to be a real sword in our arsenal, because we've been running with a setup that, one, I adapted myself to as a rider. And I think you kind of do this in an experienced, you know, in this, at this professional category. And you get in and you ride it and, you know, it feels good. And then, you know, you just kind of work with it. And then as time goes on, you start building a brand new bike and you go, oh man, I wish I could have done this or I could have done that. So now you have that chance to do that. So we're going to have a state of the art bike. It's going to be lighter. It's going to be fit to me rather than me fit to the bike. And we're definitely excited because the motor program is also coming together at the same time. So we've had the reliability. We started having some success at the end of the year and the power is coming around. And now all this time that we would usually have fixing all kinds of problems with the bike or, you know, damage to the motors that we've created, we've spent that in the development department. And with that, you know, is going to come horsepower. Now you got a new bike, lighter, better setup. I'm totally in tune with it. And when you bring more horsepower to it, and you're just going to have better ETs on the board and hopefully, you know, more appearances in the winner's circle.
So you have all those events that are happening, right, leading up into the season. Of course, you've got racing coming up this weekend with the Gator Nationals, but you've been testing. So talk about that, you know, because you think at this point, I know a lot of listeners are thinking, obviously, you know, you've got to adjust to like maybe new setups and maybe new tracks and things like that, but you're an experienced guy. It's not broken. Don't fix it. Talk about the testing. How's it going? Do you feel like you've got it dialed in?
Definitely. I mean, a year and a half went by before I've had some success, and now we're running the best times that we've ran in over a year and a half. And the best part about it is we really know what we're doing now. You know, our 60 foots are totally going lower and lower every pass. We come in with this window of tuning that's really close. We go like a 108 60 foot, and then we go a 107.8 and a 107.5 and a 107.2. So everything you're doing is working. And that's exciting because in the past year or so, we've had just so many hurdles that we had to overcome, and we couldn't really understand why some of these things were happening. And now we do. And, you know, of course we're headed in the right direction. So in the past, when we've had some real success, maybe we just came in with the tune up that was close just naturally for that track at that day, at that time. That's why we did so good, you know, but you know, you lose your way and it's sometimes hard to find back. And once you find it, you've learned a lot along that path, and that's kind of where we're at.
One of the strengths that you guys have is obviously that Showtime side of it. It is Flying Ryan. You've got the bike. You've got the sponsor. The truck is amazing, right? The rig that you guys travel in. And so there's always going to be that. And on social media, people are seeing the way that you roll as you go around town. But coming up a little later, this is the first time back in a few years. The entire racing community, NHRA, is super excited, not to mention the fans. It's all we're hearing about. People are excited for that return to Route 66. So talk about that. I know that El Bandito fans are excited. They're going to be attending en masse, and there's going to be a lot of celebrations. But where are you at with that? Excited, right? Route 66?
Oh, definitely. I mean, that's, we wanted to go back there, and we were very disappointed to lose that track. So now we have that track, as well as we're going to be doing a really big hospitality event there. We're going to have a hospitality area in our pit. We're going to be selling tickets for it here coming soon. We're going to be advertising this. It's going to be a total fan experience where you're able to meet some of these Chicago celebrities that, you know, follow the brand El Bandito, as well as be part of the team and be there for the weekend. So all the local fans from Bloomington, Illinois, you know, they'll be able to attend, as well as the whole state, you know. So definitely going to have something that we've wanted to do for a long time, and now it's going to be here for us to go after.
We're going to be talking to you a bunch and leading up. Of course, WGN Radio will be covering every second of it. We'll have links up here for that. And all the races, of course, as we move through the season to that. And, of course, to the championship right out in Allen, California at the end of the season. So we'll let you get back to it. We know there's a lot to go before you get to the line right there to start up with the Gator Nationals. But, Ryan, thanks so much for everything you're doing, not only for racing, for Illinois, for Bloomington, for everybody, for El Bandito, and, of course, for all of those fans as well. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Hey, I really appreciate it, Dane. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be representing El Bandito Yankee Tequila here at Gainesville Gator Nationals 2023, man. So this is going to be a good year for us, and be looking for some serious times on the board, and hopefully we get to celebrate with some El Bandito in the winner's circle.